News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. India will press for early and complete disengagement of troops by China from all the friction points in eastern Ladakh at the seventh round of high-level military talks between the two countries on Monday, government sources said. The talks are slated to begin at noon in Chushul on the Indian side of the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh, they said. The China study group, comprising Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff General Bipin Rawat and the three service chiefs, on Friday finalised India's strategy for the military talks. The CSG is India's key policy-making body on China. The sources said India will strongly oppose any demand by China for the withdrawal of Indian troops from several strategic heights on the southern bank of the Pangong Lake to kick-start the disengagement process. During the last round of core commander-level talks, the Chinese military insisted on the withdrawal of troops by the Indian Army from several strategic heights in Mukpari, Rezangla and Magar Hill areas around the southern bank of Pangong Lake. Indian troops occupied the strategic heights after the Chinese military attempted to intimidate them in the southern bank of Pangong Lake on the intervening night of August 29 and 30. India has been maintaining that the disengagement process has to start simultaneously at all the friction points. India will again press for early and complete disengagement of troops from all the friction points, said a source, adding that the onus is on the Chinese military to start the process. At the talks, the two sides are also expected to look into further steps to maintain stability on the ground and avoid any action that may trigger fresh tension in the region, where troops from both sides will be facing difficult conditions in the next 4 months due to harsh winters, the source said. At least seven BJP MLAs from Tripura have called for Tripura CM Biplab Kumar Deb's resignation, calling him dictatorial, inexperienced and unpopular. The BJP MLAs who are camped at the party headquarters in Delhi are demanding meeting with the party's national leadership on the issue. The BJP MLAs led by Sudeep Roy Barman claim to have support of at least two more MLAs in the House, which has 36 BJP MLAs out of 60. The seven MLAs lodged in Delhi reportedly include Sushant Chaudhary, Ashish Saha, Ashish Das, Divachandra Rankhal, Barb Mohan Tripura, Parimal Deb Barma, Ram Prasad Pal and Sudeep Roy Barman. According to Sushant Chaudhary, Birendra Kishore Deb Barman and Biplab Ghosh are also with the seven MLAs, but the two couldn't come to Delhi due to the pandemic. Meanwhile, MLAs in support of the Tripura CM said that there wasn't any danger to the state government. Tripura BJP President Manik Saha said the government is safe and the seven or eight MLAs couldn't topple it. Reacting to the allegations made by the seven MLAs, Saha said that he has not heard their complaints. He added that in the BJP, members don't discuss issues outside the party. According to sources, Ram Prasad Pal is unlikely to go with the MLAs. BJP sources said that the CM Biplab Deb has the confidence of PM Modi. The rebel MLAs, on the other hand, have claimed audience with BJP President JP Nadda and Home Minister Amit Shah. The MLAs add that they also wish to meet PM Modi and inform him about the developments. Chaudhary said that the rebels have no complaints against the party or the central leadership. "We are committed to the BJP ideology and are loyal to PM Narendra Modi," Chaudhary said. And Pakistan is now relying on American lobbying firms to wriggle out of the Financial Action Task Force grey list as the global money laundering and terrorist financing watchdog meets virtually this month to decide Islamabad's fate. Government officials representing India at FATF told News 18 that Texas-based Linden Strategies has been hired by the Pakistan government to lobby with the Donald Trump administration. Pakistan needs the support of 12 out of 39 countries to get its name dropped from the grey list. U.S. alone controls a block of 20 countries, an official said. The Paris-based FATF is scheduled to meet from October 21 to 23. Pakistan has been under pressure to prove action taken against UN-prescribed terrorists like Maulana Masood Azhar, Hafiz Saeed, Zakir Rahman Lakhvi, as well as international terror organizations like Al-Qaeda, Jaish-e-Mohammed, Lashkar-e-Taiba and the Haqqani Network. The U.S. had earlier dismissed Pakistan's claims of acting against these individuals and organizations. The U.S. State Department country reports on terrorism 2019 had punched holes in a claim that Pakistan made to the FATF earlier this year. that terrorist Masood Azhar is missing. The US report published just before FATF retained Pakistan on the grey list said that the country did not take action against other known terrorists, such as JEM founder and UN-designated terrorist Masood Azhar and 2008 Mumbai attack project manager Sajid Mir, both of whom are believed to remain free in Pakistan. The US has indicted Pakistan for continuing to act as safe harbor for other regionally focused terrorist groups. It is this assessment of the Trump administration that Pakistan is trying to change through lobbying firm Linden Strategies, which calls itself a government relations and business development firm providing strategic analysis and advisory to domestic and international clients, including sovereign nations. The firm claims specialization in government relations, strategic communication, business advisory, and political consulting with international clients. However, Indian government officials who spoke to News 18 were skeptical whether the firm will be able to deliver the desired results for Pakistan. This seems like another money-making project for corrupt entities in Pakistan, an official said. All the years of work, all the many wins led to this moment, with Rafael Nadal preparing to serve against Novak Djokovic 1 point from a 13th French Open championship, 1 point from a 20th Grand Slam trophy to tie Roger Federer's record for men. Nadal swept his right foot along the baseline, clearing away the red dust as he has so many times before. He wrapped his shoe soles with his racket, right, then left, then right again. He discarded one tennis ball behind him, another in the pocket of his blue shorts. And then, finally ready to proceed, Nadal delivered an ace at 106 miles per hour to cap a flawless performance and a surprisingly lopsided 6-0, 6-2, 7-5 victory over the number one ranked Djokovic. Nadal dropped to his knees, smiling broadly, and pumped his arms. Neither Djokovic on this day nor Federer over the course of time ever truly stood a chance of resisting the relentless Nadal. He keeps going. No holding him back, it seems like. It is amazing. I mean, I admire all his achievements, especially the one here, said Djokovic, who had won his last 5 Grand Slam finals. There's not much you can say, Djokovic said. All the superlatives that you can use, he deserves them. It is the fourth time the number 2 ranked Nadal won his favorite tournament without ceding a set and made his career mark at the French Open 100-2. The 34-year-old left-hander from Spain has won his favorite event 4 straight times following previous streaks of 4 from 2005 to 2008, then 5 from 2010 to 2014. Those go alongside 4 triumphs at the US Open, 2 at Wimbledon and 1 at the Australian Open. Nadal made clear that while he never has been consumed with the idea of catching Federer, he can appreciate the accomplishment's significance. I would love to finish my career being the player with more Grand Slams. No doubt about that, no? But on the other hand, I say, okay, I have to do it my way. I'm not going to be thinking all the time, Novak has this one, Roger is winning the other one. You can't be always unhappy because your neighbors have a bigger house than you, or a bigger boat, or have a better phone, Nadal said. In terms of these records, of course I care. I'm a big fan of the history of sport in general. I respect a lot that, he continued. For me, it means a lot to share this number with Roger, no? Federer, 39, sat out the US Open and French Open after 2 knee operations. He posted a congratulatory message on Instagram on Sunday. As my greatest rival over many years, I believe we have pushed each other to become better players, Federer wrote, and ended with, I hope 20 is just another step on the continuing journey for both of us. Well done, Rafa, you deserve it. Djokovic's loss, meanwhile, left him at 17 majors. Had he won, the standings would have read 20, 19 and 18. No other man has more than 14. This was the 56th installment of Nadal vs. Djokovic, the most between men in the professional era. Djokovic is ahead 29-27 now, including his 6-3, 6-2, 6-3 win at the 2019 Australian Open final. In Australia, he killed me. Today was for me, Nadal said. The key statistic on Sunday, Nadal limited himself to 14 unforced errors. Impressive against anyone, but especially someone the caliber of Djokovic, who accumulated 52. He is phenomenal, Djokovic said. He played a perfect match, especially in the first 2 sets. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.